approximately 1 in every 59 children are born with autism. Albert Einstein.
Dr. Einstein had no speech until age 3. Steve Jobs. He was a loner. He brought snakes to school.
Leonardo da Vinci. This man was far advanced on the autism spectrum.
I'm not naughty. I'm autistic. And I just get too much information.
You're listening to Takiwa Tanga, Love Not Cure, Exploring Autism, One Strength at a Time.
Kia ora. I hope all of you are doing okay. And today's episode is just going to be me. So we'll just talk about some stuff that I am looking at doing in future episodes so that I can at least optimize my workflow in video editing, uploading, and stuff like that. So anyway, before we go to our main agenda, I just want to let everyone know that I am going to start uploading audio only here in Spotify, if you're listening in Spotify or Apple. Well, basically, Apple is only audio only for podcasts, but for Spotify, you can upload a video. And if you may have or you have noticed in the past episodes, I have been uploading videos here. But there are a little bit of, or there are some challenges that I am encountering in my workflow. And it's making my workflow a little complex because I needed to maintain videos in Spotify and I upload the same version in YouTube just to upload some content in YouTube as well. And I have decided to put all of my videos in YouTube and just audio here in Spotify. So that I can at least publish a content as quick as possible for audio and don't need to worry about editing the video. So at least even if I missed out putting up the video on YouTube, I still have a content about Takiwa Tanga for Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So that's what I am after, so that I can optimize my process. And then I am going to talk about something else right now, given I don't have any guests at the moment, as I got sick in the past week and I didn't get a chance to invite any guests. And basically, you cannot do any interview if you're not feeling well. So anyway, I know it's another excuse, but it's a valid excuse. Right, moving on. So there's something that I wanted to talk about right now. I was listening to a talk or a presentation about educational options for a child. And this presentation was done or presented by Ron Malcolm. I think he's in the U.S. So everything that I'll be talking about now is in a U.S. or U.S. perspective. But I am just curious if there's something similar, which my hunch tells me there's nothing similar or nothing, similar like this. But it's a good eye-opener as well, in my opinion. Right, so Ron Malcolm, he is the Assistant Director of Special Education for a local school district. And also, he is a parent of 56 foster children and has been serving educational needs of students of autism for 36 years. And he was talking about the different options for children with autism for school. And also he did mention that in the US, they have like 13 categories of disability. And I am looking for the same information here in Aotearoa, but I couldn't find one. And I actually remember asking the same question to Minister Poto last time and Paula Tesoriero, sorry for mispronouncing the last name, but Minister Poto is the Minister for Faikaha, or the Disability, a Ministry for the Disability, and Paula Tesoriero is the Chief Executive. So I asked that question if autism is considered as part of the disability, but there is no solid answer that I've got. So, I mean, like for example, in the US, they have 13 categories of disability. So do we have something similar? And if we don't, why don't we have something similar? And also for people on the autism spectrum, are we considering them, or are we considering a portion of that spectrum to be on that disability category? I know, I understand that many parents like me don't want another label for their kids, for their children, because it is understandable that it is a little frustrating that we already have labels for these kids, but here we are adding another categorization in this view. But in my case, or in my view, I think if we have something similar where we can have a category of the child in terms of where in the spectrum do they lie, and also are they considered part of the disability community. I know not everyone on the autism spectrum should be considered disabled because they are high functioning, right? That's totally understandable. But in this case, it will, in my view, this will be easier for us to get support if we have that proper categorization. Yes, it's another label, but if it's going to make my life as a parent easier to get access to those services, then I'd rather have this another category label or whatever you want to call it in place to make the process simpler and make the process easier for parents to, and for children in a way. So that's my point of view about categorization on disability. But I don't think we have one. I've been searching. I've asked the right person. I hope they are the right person to ask, but I think they are because they are in FICAHA, basically. So that's common sense. So we don't have any category for that. And there's no solid answer that I got that people on the autism spectrum are considered part of that. In a way, if there's, that's where my frustration is coming from. We don't have a specific way of identifying those people. We don't even have the total number of people are on the autism spectrum across Aotearoa. But yeah, that's beyond my point. But yeah, he did mention about the 13th category. Sorry, we slipped a little bit on the main agenda, but he did mention, Ron did mention about the 13 categories of disability in the U.S. And also, he did mention about what options are available for children or for people on the autism spectrum. And I will just going to identify or let you know on these possible options. I will just talk to you about this one by one, just to have an idea, at least something we can have an idea about it, and at least somehow there's an option, potential option, especially to those listening right now. And I know this is US based, but maybe there could be some ideas that can come out of this, and potentially we could leverage at some point, or anyone who is doing or making the policies will be able to, you know, leverage on this. And at least we have something that is more tangible that children can benefit from. Right, let's talk about the 10 options. He mentioned about the 10 school options. And the first one is public school classroom. So this is usually the neighborhood classroom that the child on the autism spectrum is, what do you call that, in scope. Zoning. Yeah, I remember zoning. Sorry. So this is usually where the child is zoned for school, if that's the right sentence. So if there's a school zone within the area, this is where the child belongs to. And that school is where the child is expected to go, unless otherwise there's a special treatment. Is it treatment? There's a special case that the child will need to go outside of its zone because maybe the family just moved to a new location and the older siblings are going to a different school. So the parent would prefer to bring the autistic child to that same school, right? So this is public school's classroom. And also the next one or next option is resourcing training room. This is a specialized structure, and still trying to think about the resourcing training room. I think he was talking more about there's a special training room with a specialized structure where the child will be like pulled out from the classroom, and the child will need to meet the occupational therapist, the speech language therapist for a special class, and then he will be taught with social skills, speaking, and then he will be lectured basically during the normal school hours. But the challenge with that is that you will be pulling out the child from classroom, going to a training room or resourcing training room for an OT class or occupational therapies therapy. So which means the child will miss out some of the education, some of the class. It's a little challenging. I'm not expert with education, but basically the child will be pulled out from that class and then he will miss some of the subjects, should I say. So it is a little bit tricky to pull this off, but I don't think we have something similar, because usually when the child goes in at school, like for my child, he goes there and he's with his peers while he's at school. So there's no, I haven't heard something similar. So which means I think it doesn't apply here for now, if that makes sense. And then we have functional support. This is number 3. This is integrating that autistic child with art, painting class, and recess. Yes, that includes recess as well. So this gives the opportunity for that class, that child, to get interaction with his, her peers, even during recess, because most of the time, many learning can happen during recess, because that's where there's no structure. Yeah, I get that, it's recess, but most of the daily living activities, in my view, happens during daytime when there's no structure in public places, right? So it somehow mimics the same situation. All right, the next one is ABA analysis. So I think this is the behavioral analysis. And then someone would go to a classroom to monitor and observe the child. And then there will be some plans in place when an ABA will be visiting the classroom. And then the fifth is private school. So I think, in my view, most of the private schools here are kind of like semi-private. They're not like private. Because they still get the funding out coming from the Ministry of Education. Because that's my child goes to a Catholic school, and the teachers get their salaries from the Ministry of Education as well, as far as I'm aware. And then the school is just like being managed by the diocese for that area. And yeah, so it kind of sounded like it's a private school, he's in uniform, but his the educational system or the curriculum is aligned with what the Minister of Education is also recommending or has in place. So so I think we have private school here, but it's not that too many of them in my view. But even the one that my son goes to is not a private, so if that makes sense. Oh, I might be wrong. I don't have visibility across the country, but this is just based on my experience. The next one, number six, is private school for children with autism. So these are two different ways. The number five is private school, just like a general population private school, if that makes sense. And then a private school for number six, a private school for children with autism. So this means that it's like a school for deaf or a school for something else. And they specialize in that area. And also, staff are trained and no need to go and explain the basics about autism because it's a private school dedicated for children with autism. I think we don't have something like that. I understand that there are special schools around to handle cases like this, but it's not a private, should I say? It's not, they're still, they are dependent on the child. Like, for example, the one we have here in Weldon, they are dependent on the child having an approved ORS funding, which means it's not like the funding comes out from the parents' pocket. It's still something that is being supported by the government or something like that. And then the next one, number seven, he did mention about homeschooling, which is good as well. For some cases, this is okay. And this is recommended, especially for extreme cases. And public schools are not helping in terms of, the public school's environment is not helping in terms of the development of the child. Hence, homeschooling is more preferred avenue than going to a public school. And the only feedback that Ron gave on this area is that children on the autism spectrum need to be seen outside of their comfort zone and also need to be within their or need to be with their peers during school time. excuse me. And if the child is homeschooled, there will the child will miss the social interaction part of learning. And usually children on this children who are being homeschooled spend most of their time with parents and the teacher or whoever is, if they hired a private teacher or something like that. And that they will develop more skills in terms of dealing with adult than dealing with their peers. They'll be more comfortable, should I say. And then the next one is homeschool plus public school combination. It's kind of like a hybrid. You're homeschooling your child, but then your child is also attending public school or general school. I don't know what the term should that be. If there's like here in New Zealand, what if it's a hybrid? Do we have something like that? I don't know. Maybe. I haven't encountered anyone who's doing homeschooling plus the public school, doing public or participating public school for a child. Anyway, moving on. They also have this day treatment program. This is somewhere, this case sometimes lies in severe spectrum. Sorry, I may have said that wrongly. So usually those who are doing day treatment programs are children who are on the extreme and severe intellectual delay coming from maybe a foster home or those who are homeless. And they cannot be on a public school, they cannot be on a public school settings. And then there's a specialized staff who are handling this. Usually these kids are very violent, and if they are having sensory overload, they are very violent. In a sense. So I think there may be something similar that is happening or that is being done here, but I'm not fully aware, but I'm just giving you an example of, or I'm just giving you the ideas. All right, there's another one here, which is the residential study. I think this is 11, not 10. Sorry, may have missed that. So the programming for a child, so it's like, what do you call that? Residential study, the way I understood this is they're talking about looking into monitoring the child's behavioral needs and the child's day-to-day living. Something like that. So I don't know if I am making sense here, and I feel I'm not, but apologies for that. But anyway, I'm just giving you some examples or some of the items that Ron talked about in the schooling system in the US. And these are some of the options that they are providing for children on the autism spectrum. And in my view, I don't think we have something similar because we're only looking at one area, and we don't have, again, coming back to my initial observation, we don't have any category in place to make sure that this options are going to be these options are going to be available as well. Anyway, so this, let me just put it in summary. Sorry, I am a little out of context right now, still catching up with myself after getting sick. But yeah, going back to my options, or not my, Ron Malcolm's options in the US. So again, first we have public school classroom. If you're in Aotearoa, this is somewhat similar to school zoning. So if your son or child or the person is within the school zone, wherever the nearest school is in coming from their house, then that's the zone that your child belongs to, or the child belongs to. And then the next one is resourcing training room. So the child is attending a school, and then he will be pulled out from the class to attend a speech language therapy or social skills therapy or something like similar to that. But at some point it works, but at some point it doesn't, because the child will miss something from the class because he's going to be pulled out from that ongoing class. The third one is functional support. So we are integrating art, paint, and recess while in support for that child. And also, I think in classes right now, based on my experience, my child is also having an art class, paint class, and so forth. So yeah, functional support, and then ABA analysis. This is an ABA analyst going into class, monitoring the behavior of the child. And then we have private school. If you go to a private school, they don't have the mandate you need to expect that they don't have any experience about dealing with a child on the autism spectrum. But the only reason why people are parents are putting their kids into private school, because usually they have the same sex school and they want their children to go to that school. And then the next one is private school for children with autism. So this is a specialized school, and it's a private school where the children they're handling are all on the autism spectrum. The next one is homeschooling, which is sometimes it works because, let's say, there's a chance that the child cannot stay in public school because of sensory overload, cannot handle the class setting, so they needed to homeschool the child. But again, at the end of the day, if you come to think of it, the homeschooling, I mean, it's a 50-50, right? There's no right or wrong. It depends on the scenario or situation. But Ron did mention about putting schools in public settings so these children can see the world that other children, same age, like them, like the children, so that children on the autism spectrum will know and understand that there's other children same age like them. And also that, come to think of it, when they grow up, there's no special public place. Get what I mean? Like, when they grow up, they need to learn daily living skills, and there's no special public place where they can ride a bus, and the bus is only catering for people on the autism spectrum, if that makes sense. And then the next one is homeschool plus public school combination. So the child is being homeschooled and then is also attending a public school. And then the next one is day treatment program. So there's a day treatment for violent kids who are getting sensory overload And then they have severe intellectual delay. And most of the time, these children are coming from foster homes. They're homeless or juvenile. And then the last one is residential study. So it's like studying the whole behavioral, there's a term for that, I forgot. But anyway, it's like studying the whole routine, studying the chemical imbalance for that child, studying the medications, and so on. So that's the option, or those are the options that are potentially available or are being offered. Sorry, not potentially available, but these are the options being offered where Ron was or is working currently as the director, assistant director of special education for local school district. Right. So that's what I was listening to in the past days. I'm just trying to see if the school setting or settings in the U.S. would probably or potentially be applicable in here. Anyways, I think I have exhausted my brain power now. So I will just continue on working on some of the stuff here about learning about autism still. But yeah, I guess that's it for now. I hope, in a sense, you did get some value, and I'll make it prettier next time. And that, yeah, I think that's it for now, and I will see you again in the next run. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Every tangata fai takiwa tanga is different. If you fail with one strategy, don't stop. Keep moving forward. Always remember that for every failure you encounter is one step closer to your success. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, Memuto te fakawa haere. Let's stop judging others. Memahi tahi tato. Let's all work together. Kia maya, kia kaha, be brave and be strong. Thank you.